Good morning. It is good to see everyone here. Like's already been said, we're not trying to, you know, be lighthearted about this. We're not trying to buck authority as much, you know, we're just trying to do what we think is right. And that is assembling ourselves together, worshiping our Lord. If you will, turn with me to Psalm 46. I know, Daddy, you had touched on this Thursday night, and I enjoyed that because I've been in this psalm for almost 2 weeks now. Sometimes you can get into one and just stay there for a long time. Psalm 46 starts off with, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Amen.
Verse 2, therefore will not we fear.
Amen.
Now, if you truly, wholeheartedly believe that God is our refuge, God is our strength, have your whole hope in Him, then you can honestly say, therefore will not I fear. But that's not often human nature, is it? Well, it's never human nature. It's not often with us. Oftentimes we fear. Oftentimes we get our eyes pulled off of Him and see the storm and the raging winds. You know, this thing about this virus, you know, personally, I'm not scared of it myself. I'm worried about what other people are going to do. If panic starts to strike, you know, what happens, what people are going to do. I know people. But we can take comfort in knowing that God is our refuge. He's our strength. No matter what's going to come our way, no matter what's going to come down from the government, no matter what's going to come from other people or this virus, God is our refuge. He is the great physician, is He not?
Amen.
Doesn't matter what men can come up with. Doesn't matter what this thing mutates into. He could take care of it like that. Now, it may please Him not to. We may have to go through some rough times. But even in the rough times, remember, God is our refuge and strength.
Amen.
It says so right here. In a very present help in trouble. I like the phrasing of that. Trouble. Boy, that just heaps all a bunch of stuff into it, doesn't it? Very present help in trouble. So therefore will not we fear. You know, I just did a quick search the other day on the fear not in the Bible. I got it on my app and whatever. I just did a real quick search to see how many times that phrase, fear not, is in the Bible. I came up with 2,075. Fear not. That's a lot. So I guess we're not supposed to fear. That's the message. God is our refuge and our strength, so we don't have to fear. Now, there is the reverential fear we should have of our Almighty Lord. We are to tremble and fear in reverence to Him. But as far as the evil in this world, whatever can happen in this world, we don't have to live in crippling fear. Because we can say, my Lord is my refuge and my strength. That's where our strength comes from. That's where our help comes from. He's got this. He told us, in this world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He's already overcome it. He created it in the first place. So if He created it, don't you think He can do whatever He will? Whatever's in His will be done.
Amen.
Old Nebuchadnezzar found that out. None shall stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? You know, he was the most powerful king on the planet at his time. That was real power. But do you remember the Hebrew children that stood up to King Nebuchadnezzar? Only because they knew where their help and strength come from. They were going to worship their God. They were going to be faithful to their God, no matter what that king threatened to do. I love how they answered him. "We're not careful to answer thee." Now, I don't believe that they were arrogant. I don't believe that they were just mean and nasty and hateful towards him. They were probably very respectful, but very courageous, because they knew that God is their refuge and their strength. So therefore, they were not going to fear. Now, I don't know how I'd be in that situation, knowing, you know, if I'm going to be thrown into a fiery furnace. Lord, only hope. I hope I never have to endure that. I never have to see something like that. We always know somebody who said, "Well, you know, if I was in that situation, I would do this." We can't honestly say that until we're faced with that situation. And I would hope that I would have the courage to stand up and do what is right. I don't know. I haven't been faced with that. But I do know that if I don't have the courage to stand up in front of my friends and proclaim my Lord's name, how am I supposed to stand in front of the enemy and proclaim his name?
Amen.
So no matter where we are, we need to remember God is our refuge and our strength, so I will not fear. Real quick, in Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, verse 10. He says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." If you needed to know where your help comes from, brethren, that's where it is. He couldn't say it any more plain. He says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." That's a promise to never leave us nor forsake us. That's one of the things I think of often when I think of the cross. Something that should humble us and bring us down is the thinking that God had promised never to leave us nor forsake us. But when Jesus was on the cross, the Lord had to withdraw his presence from him because he had to pay the sin debt, my sins. He had to pay those. And Jesus was utterly alone.
Amen.
Been more alone than anybody could ever think of. Because the Lord had to withdraw his presence. God will never withdraw his presence from us. I don't know why, except for he said he would. I surely don't deserve it, but it's by Jesus Christ. It's only because of him. So we have all these promises that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. God is our strength. God is our refuge. We can flee to him in our times of need. And he says in Psalm 46, verse 1, he says, "A very present help in trouble." Present help. Not one that you have to call and wait on. Like when Peter saw the Lord and walking on the water during the storm, and Peter bade him, say, "Lord, if it be thee, let me come out to thee on the water." And the Lord told him to come. And Peter walked across the water to him until he started looking around, took his eyes off of Jesus, and he began to sink. And this was my point. As soon as he began to sink, he said, "Lord, save me," immediately. I think that's the reason. Immediately the Lord stretched out forth his hand and caught him. He's a very present help in time of trouble. Thanks be unto God. We serve a risen Savior. We serve an all-powerful God. I don't serve a God where he has to rely on me to do my part so he can do his part. It does help when we're doing right. Or when in his will, he's a very present help. Again, back to Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Talking about times of trouble, no matter what's coming around, no matter what we're having to face. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace." But it doesn't stop there, does it?
No.
"Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Verse 4, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." So not only should we not fear, but we should all have trust and faith in him. You know, I read something the other day that said, when we're on an airplane, we don't worry, even though we don't know the name of the pilot. We don't worry when we're riding the bus, even though we don't know the bus driver's name. God's in control. We even know him, but still we doubt. Still we falter. Still we fear. So let us remember, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And remember the promise, that will keep him in perfect peace. Don't we need more peace in our lives, especially in the days we live now? We need more peace. We need more peace in the church. We need more peace in our homes. And how can we have that more perfect peace? Again, the Bible, proving the Bible. "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." You know, I bet if Peter would have just kept his eyes on the Lord, he would have been fine. I mean, there's nothing I read to say the otherwise. It's not like the Lord just made him sink just to prove a point. The language says when he took his eyes off the Lord and started seeing the winds and the rain and started seeing the trouble, then he started to sink. "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee." Now, it doesn't say your life will be a bed of roses. No, the Lord has already told us in this life we shall have tribulation. But then he said, "Be of good cheer." Be of good cheer. No matter what happens in this life, our home in heaven is set. That is our final destination. That's where we're going. We're going to be with the Lord. So no matter what happens in this life, God is our refuge. And we're going to see him one day. So back in Psalm 46, in the interest of time, let's just drop on down to verse 10. Psalm 46, verse 10. "Be still and know that I am God." Sometimes we just have to stop, be still, and know that he is God. I love that church sign I saw one time. You know, it said, "Listen" and "silent" had the same letters. Exact same letters. They just arranged differently. Listen and silent. Sometimes we have to be still. We have to be quiet. You know, if somebody's giving you directions or something like that, you're not going to be talking over them. You want to know where to go. Sometimes we need to be reading the Word of God and then stop and meditate.
That's right.
You know, especially in these Psalms where you see Selah, pause and consider. Pause and consider what we've just read. You know, the psalm starts off, "God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof." Selah. pause and consider everything. That was some terrible things he was talking about. Though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, you could just see all the troubles and trials and everything just cramming, coming down upon you. But it doesn't matter, does it? God is our refuge and our strength, very present help in time of need. Therefore, will not we fear. We don't need to live in fear of what's around the corner. I don't know what's around the corner. I can't tell you what's about to happen in the next 5 minutes. That's how much control I have. None. God declares the end from the beginning. He knows. So let's trust in Him. And let's not live in that crippling fear. You know, 2 Timothy 1:7 said, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." Amen. Amen. If we're going to have that perfect peace, we're going to have a better sound mind. Amen. You know that story, the account of the wild Gadarene, who was just filled with the demons. He said that he was legion. Well, legion was like from anywhere from 6,000 to 12,000 soldiers. So that's just a number of how many. That's just throwing that out there. But anyway, you know, he was a wild man. He lived among the tomb, naked, and cut himself off and everything. They would try to bound him. He would just pluck him off with his fingers. But when Jesus came on the scene, they found him clothed and in his right mind. When the Lord comes on the scene, we can be in our right mind. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. We don't have to live in crippling fear. Now, the Lord gave us a brain. The Lord gave us a mind to think. So let's not be foolish. That means, I'm not trying to tell you, you can just go out there to that road and not look both ways before you cross it. Be smart about that. But we don't have to live in crippling fear of not crossing the road because a car may hit us. If you look both ways and you don't see anything, you should be able to clear it across. That's just one example upon thousands of examples. But some people just are so fearful of what's going to happen, so fearful of what's around the corner, that they're just living sick in fear. Brethren, God hath not given us the spirit of fear. We need to be trusting in Him, knowing that He knows best. Reading and leaning upon His understanding and not our own. If we live like that, if we live on His understanding, live seeking Him first, trying to do what's right, trying to do what's best, brothers and sisters, He's going to take care of it. He's going to take care of whatever our needs. He's going to take care of us. He's done so in the past. He will in the present, and He will in the future. He's a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear. Amen. And always remember, be still and know that I am God. He is the Lord. Not me, not anything else. Let's put our trust in the Lord. Thank you.